You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
But
everyone.
大卫有没有看见他的恶? 比故事里面的那个人恶还要多许多倍呢?
Did David see that his own evil is much greater than the character of Nathan's story?
今天在我们中间,
Among all of us,
我们也难免会看到别人有错。
We often see the faults in other people.
他是真的错。
That is a true fault.
真的不应该。
Not very bad. I mean, very bad.
但是弟兄姐妹,
but brothers and sisters,
我们要问一个问题,
we have to ask one question.
我们能不能够看见自己的问题?
Can we see our own problems?
我们能不能够知道自己有什么问题?
Can we see what kind of problems we ourselves have?
今天多少的时候,
many times now,
我们都以为自己很属灵。
We think that we're very holy.
我们觉得我们又来聚会。
We think that we come to gatherings every Sunday.
我们又有服事。
And we serve.
我们又读圣经。
And we read the Bible.
我们又奉献。
And we do offerings.
我们做好多事情。
We do so many things.
好像我们很好。
As if we're so good.
我们何等的需要神怜悯我们。
How much do we need the mercy from God?
让我们不要再继续做一个假冒为善的人。
So that we ourselves will not become the hypocrites.
你知道假冒为善。
You know the hypocrites.
最大的可怜。
The biggest pity in that.
是他以为他是真的。
Is that that person thinks is convinced that he is good.
耶稣在这一段的例子里面，In
this example that Jesus illustrates,
耶稣不是告诉我们，如果弟兄眼中有一个刺，我们不需要去帮助他。Jesus
is not telling us that if we do see a speck of sawdust in the eye of our brothers, we should not go help him.
耶稣说你可以帮助他。Jesus
is saying you can help that person.
耶稣说你应该帮助他。And
that you should help that person.
但是在你帮助他以前,
but before you do so,
你先需要自己省察自己。
You have to examine yourself first.
如果我们今天在这件事情上不悔改,
if we do not repent in this particular matter,
我们是非常可怜的人。
We are very pitiful people.
多少的时候我们听到一些 非常愚蠢的话。
There are many times when we hear very foolish words.
你为什么不去这个团契?
Why don't you go to this fellowship?
那个团契不属灵。
Oh, because that fellowship is not holy enough.
什么意思?
What does that mean?
他们不属灵。
They are not holy.
你属灵。
You are holy.
真的吗?
Is that true?
如果你真的属灵,
if you are truly holy,
你为什么不会帮助他们让他们变得属灵呢?
Why don't you help them so that they become holy?
当你说这句话的时候,
when you say such thing,
其实是证明你非常不属灵。
It proves that you are not very holy.
这是一个很可怕的东西。
This is a very scary thing.
我们何等的需要神怜悯我们。
How we need the mercy from God.
马太18章,
in Matthew chapter 18,
耶稣在那里很清楚地告诉我们,
there Jesus tells us very clearly,
你真的爱一个弟兄,
if you truly love a brother,
你看见他们有错误,
and you see faults in them,
你看见他们跟不上,
you see that they can't keep up with the steps,
你为他们祷告,
you have to pray for them.
你要在爱中单独私下的去劝他。
You have to, in love, privately talk to that brother.
你必须根据主所教导的方式去帮助别人。
You have to help others according to the principles of God.
绝对不是在背后批评。
And not to judge on the back.
然后到了第六节。
And then to verse 6.
这里耶稣提醒我们。
Here Jesus reminds us.
如果我们没有分辨的能力。
If we have,
第六节。
If we don't have the ability to discern.
会很麻烦的。
It will be very troublesome.
今天有很多弟兄姐妹真的没有辨别力啊。
Today there are many brothers and sisters who lack.
好像一个人只要引用了几节圣经。
As if, if someone just quote, make reference to some verses in the Bible.
好像一个人如果说为所谓的为主放下了什么。
And it's like if anyone, claim to give up something in the name of Jesus.
如果一个人口才非常的好，
if one is really good with, the words,
我们就以为他很属灵了。
Then we believe that that person is very holy.
我们很少真正的冷静的，没有偏见的，用主的话去看一看这个人的教导合不合圣经。
Very rare do we quiet ourselves and look at this brother or sister with the principles from God.
这是非常危险的事。
This is very dangerous.
不但如此。
Not only so.
今天很多的时候我们会很热心啊。
Many times we will be very, 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 zealous, yes.
我们觉得好。
We think that we're good.
我们不但没有分辨这个好是真的假还是好，假的好。
We are not only not discern whether the good that we think is.
我们就希望别人，哎，这个好啊，给你啊。
Then we want to give that to other people.
弟兄姐妹，如果是圣物。
Brother and sister, if it's a holy object,
是一个很宝贵的东西啊。
If it's a true treasure,
主说不可以把它给狗啊。
The Lord said you cannot give that true treasure to dogs.
如果你有珍珠，
if you have pearls,
主说你千万不要把它丢在猪前啊。
The Lord said not to throw it in front of the pigs.
我们没有时间仔细地讲这节圣经。
We don't have time to look at this verse in detail.
我们没有办法根据当时的背景来告诉你为什么主用狗和猪这个例子。
We cannot, talk about why Jesus used the example with pigs or, dogs according to the settings of that time.
我们只能够很简单地这样子说。
We can only briefly say that.
有一些人
there are some people
你把主的话跟他去分享
if you share the word of God with that person
只会让他心更硬
it will only further harden that person's heart
让他加倍的叛逆
and it will only prompt that person to become more rebellious
他不只是加倍的叛逆
and not only so
他会咬你。
He will come back and bite you.
他会批评你。
He will judge you.
他会骂你的。
And he will curse you.
一个基督徒。
A Christian.
你需要有分辨的能力。
Needs the ability to discern.
需要知道。
You have to know.
这么宝贵的事。
Such precious thing.
甚至于最宝贝的福音。
Or,such precious gospel
都不是要随便丢出去的
is not to just give out mindlessly
你需要祷告
you have to pray
你需要知道什么时候跟什么人分享什么东西
you have to be able to discern when and with whom you share this message with
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
dear brothers and sisters
这个真的很难哦
this is very hard
很难哦
very hard
我刚信主的时候
When I first became a Christian
我真觉得信耶稣太好了
I truly believe that being Christian is very good
我看到谁我都想跟他讲你要信耶稣
Every person I saw I want to tell them to become a Christian
那我最笨的一件事呢
And the most foolish thing that I did
就是回去跟我爸爸说。
Is to go back and preach gospel to my father.
我跟我爸讲。
I told him.
我们都是罪人。
We are both sinners.
我们需要耶稣啊。
We both need Jesus.
哎，你们可以想象。
You can imagine.
我那日子怎么过？
My days back then.
我跟他的分享。
My sharing with him.
不但没有帮助他。来渴慕认识耶稣。
Not only did not help him to seek and want to know God.
我跟他的分享。
My sharing with him.
让他更加倍的讨厌信耶稣的人。
Kind of forced him to hate Christians even more.
如果不是神的怜悯。
If it's not for the mercy of God.
我父亲不可能信耶稣。
My father would have never become a Christian.
十年以后
10 years later
神才做了奇妙的事
God then did a miraculous work
让我父亲信主
That helped my father to become a Christian
我们有好东西
When we have good things
我们有真正的看见
When we see something
我们有很多的宝贝
When we have treasures
但是你要决定要给谁
But you have to decide carefully on who you want to give.
不要随便乱给。
Do not just give out mindlessly.
会有麻烦的。
Because then trouble will come your way.
那我们怎么有办法分辨呢?
But where do we get that ability to discern?
我们如果要知道这个人是猪，那个人是狗。
If we know so-and-so is a pig and so-and-so is a dog.
他那种你跟他讲什么也没用不用跟他讲不要浪费时间
Then it's useless to even try to talk to him So why not just don't waste your time
当你一这么想的时候
But when you think like that
我们这些人很可能就在论断别人
Then it's very easy for us to judge or to accuse other people
那你把他当人看
But then if you see them as people
那你死定。
Then you're doomed.
那怎么办呢?
Then what to do?
一方面不要论断。
On one side, you cannot judge.
一方面你一定要有非常敏锐的分辨力。
On the other hand, you have to have the sharp ability to be able to discern.
真是左右为难哦。
It's very controversial. It's kind of hard.
怎么办呢?
So what to do?
耶稣说你们祈求。
Jesus said,
you
seek and you shall find.
寻找就寻见。
And if you seek, you shall find. If you knock, and the door shall be opened for you.
叩门就给你们开门。
If you knock, the door shall be opened.
所以从第七节到第十一节。
So from verse 7 to verse 11.
其实耶稣在告诉我们。
Jesus is telling us.
面对论断和分辨之间的时候。
When we're facing...between judgment and discernment.
我们最大的需要
Our biggest need
就是属天来的智慧
is the heavenly wisdom.
那这个智慧从哪里来呢?
Where does this wisdom come from?
好好祷告
Pray earnestly.
好好的祷告
Pray earnestly.
只有好好祷告
Only when you pray.
求神把智慧启示的灵赐给我们
and ask for wisdom and revelation
我们才能够在地上
then we're able to on this earth
不去论断别人
not judge other people
然而却知道分辨什么是对的什么是错的什么人是可以接近的什么人是躲他远一点的
and yet be able to discern who are the good and who are the bad people and who are the ones where we can share message with or who are the ones to avoid
我们中间家里有女儿的
among us who has daughters in your family
我要特别提醒你们
I have to especially remind you
你们一定要好好的教导你们的女儿。
You have to properly educate your daughters.
让她有分辨力。
So that she has the ability to discern.
让她知道有些男人呢是可怕到极点。
So that she knows that certain guys are really, really scary.
因为我最近发现很多很可怕的事。
Because recently I've discovered many, many scary things.
都是一个好孩子。
And most of Most of these things involve good kids.
被一个很坏的人骗。
And they're deceived by bad people.
那这么乖，这么良善的孩子，为什么会被一个很坏的人骗呢？
And such gentle and obedient child, how can she be deceived by bad people?
因为这些孩子没有分辨力。
Because they don't have the ability to discern.
他们充满了同情。
They are full of mercy.
有一个孩子。
There's this one particular person.
交了一个不该交的朋友。
She had a boyfriend.
我故意用那个 sex, 这个 gentle, natural, neutral. 就是有一个孩子，我没有讲他是男的还是女的。
I'm trying to stay neutral in terms of gender.
因为我突然发现了，其实你们有儿子的也要教一教。
Because I just realized that if you have a son, you also have to properly educate your son.
他交了一个不该交的朋友。
So that person got a boyfriend or girlfriend that is not really suitable.
我就问他。
So I asked that person.
你喜欢他什么地方？
What do you like about that person?
他有什么地方吸引你？
And how are you attracted to that person?
他好可怜啊。
That person is very sad.
Very pitiful.
Oh, pitiful.
他是第一个让我觉得他是如此的需要有人爱他的人。
He or she is the first person, that makes me think that that person really needs someone to love.
请记住一句我太太的名言。
Please remember, this golden word from my wife.
所有的可怜之人呢？
All the pitiful people
都有可恨之处。
They must have something hateful about them.
我们真的需要有辨别力啊。
We have to be able to discern.
这个时代实在太坏了。
Because this age is very evil.
我们的孩子不要等到很大就会被人家害了。
Because our kids, we don't have to wait. They can easily be mistreated by other people.
Deceived
by other people.
我们要好好的为他们祷告。
We have to pray for our kids.
你们祈求。
You ask.
就给你们。
And it shall be given to you.
寻找就寻见。
You seek and you shall find.
叩门就给你们开门。
You knock and it shall be opened for you.
耶稣在这里给我们的应许。
Here, what Jesus has promised us.
不是说。
Is not only.
我想中彩券。
It's not just to say, oh, I want to win the lottery. Therefore, I will win the lottery.
我希望有一百万就有一百万。
If I want this lump sum of money, I will get it.
不是。
No, it's not saying.
耶稣说你在这两难之间。
Jesus is saying, between two men.
你需要智慧。
You need wisdom.
你需要保护。
You need protection.
来找我。
Come to me.
耶稣保证你一件事。
Jesus promises you one thing.
在这个时候。
In this time.
你的祷告
Your prayer
神一定答应
God will definitely answer
然后我们来看第十二节
Then let us look at verse 12
第十二节
Verse 12
所以无论何事
Therefore in everything
你们愿意人怎样待你们
Do to others
你们也要怎样待人
What you would have them do to you
很多你去看很多解释圣经的人。
If you look at many other interpretations,
当他解释这节圣经的时候
when they try to interpret this passage,
都以为这是黄金定律。
They think that this is the golden principle.
他们都以为这个世界上就是这个样子的。
They think that this world is like this.
你希望别人怎么对你
If you want other people,
你就应该按照这个原则去做。
Then you should go according to that principle.
很多人用耶稣的话
Many people use the word of God
来显明比孔老夫子的教导还高一级
To say that it's much higher than Confucius teaching
你知道孔老夫子的教导
Do you know the teachings of Confucius?
是己所不欲勿施于人
Is to
Is the opposite
Is the opposite
耶稣所教导的
Opposite of what Jesus taught us
孔老夫子说
So Confucius said,
你不希望别人怎么对你,
If you don't want other people to mistreat you,
你就不要这样子的对待别人。
So you don't want to mistreat other people.
他们说孔老夫子太负面。
They say that Confucius is a little too negative.
太消极。
Too pessimistic.
还是我们耶稣比较高明。
So our Jesus is much better.
我们是正面的。
We are more positive.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
这绝对不是耶稣的意思
This is not the intentions of Jesus.
为什么我这么确定呢
Why am I so sure?
因为耶稣解释我们为什么要这样做
Because Jesus further explained why do we need to do, act such way.
你一定要看上下文
You have to read into the context.
我们愿意人怎么待我们
Do however we desire other people to treat us.
我们就要这样子对别人。
Then we have to treat them in the same way.
为什么我们这么做
？Why do we do this?
不是因为我们这么做，我们可以得到别人对我们的好处。
It's not because by doing this we will receive benefits from other people.
我听过一篇道。
I heard a sermon.
你尽量帮助别人。
You go ahead and help other people.
有机会就帮助别人。
Whenever you have the opportunity.
等你有需要的时候。
Then when
一定有人来帮你。
There will definitely be people.
然后他引用的经文就是这段。
And then that pastor quoted this verse.
乱讲。
That is nonsense.
那不是耶稣的意思。
That is not intention.
也不是真实的世界。
And that is not true.
你不相信，你去帮了很多人。
Then if you don't believe, go ahead and help many people.
有的时候你有困难。
And then whenever you're in difficulties.
有人来帮你。
There will be people who are there to help you.
有没有时候你有困难
？But then, are there times?
没有人帮你啊。
When you're in trouble, but no one's there to help you.
耶稣在这里说。
Jesus here says.
所以无论何事。
So in everything.
你愿意人怎样待你们。
Do to others.
你们也要怎样待人。
What you will have them do to you.
为什么要这么做
？Why do this?
因为这就是律法和先知的道理。
Because this sums up the law and the prophets.
整个的圣经
This whole Bible.
它的总结
The conclusion.
这个总结是什么
What is that conclusion?
是你们要爱人如己
Is to love others as yourself.
爱人如己，什么叫爱人如己啊
What does that mean?
就是你爱你自己
It means when you love yourself.
你愿意别人怎么爱待你
However you want other...How do you want other people to treat you?
你就怎么带别人。
Then you treat other people.
但是耶稣在讲律法总结的时候。
But when Jesus talked about the conclusion of the laws.
他是根据整个登山宝训来讲的。
He did so according to the Sermon on the Mount.
所以他不需要提。
So he doesn't need to mention.
爱人如己必须建立在尽心尽力尽意爱主你的神上面。
That love yourself as you would love others as you would love yourself, is based according to your love for God.
一个不尽心爱神的人。
If you do not love God with all your heart,
你希望别人怎么对你
？How you want other people to treat you？
你也没有办法怎么去对别人。
You won't be able to treat other people in the same way.
再说可怕一点。
And in a even scarier way.
你希望别人怎么对你。
However you want other people to treat you.
还不一定是对的。
They might not be right.
所以你这样子去对别人。
And so you treat other people the same way.
也不见得对别人好。
It might not be good for other people as well.
主在这里的总结。
Here, Jesus concludes.
是提醒我们。
And this conclusion is to remind us.
当我们越来越长大。
As we grow older and older.
我们圣经越来越懂。
As we know more and more.
我们过得越来越敬虔。
As we become more and more holy.
我们越来越远离罪恶的时候。
As we are further and further away from sins.
我们小心。
We have to be careful.
我们不能够骄傲。
We cannot become prideful.
我们不要去论断别人。
We cannot go and judge other people.
我们要求主帮助我们。
We have to ask the Lord to help us.
我们好好的省察自己。
So that we examine ourselves carefully.
当我们在神的面前被神扭转过来。
When we are turned around by God,
我们就有可能去爱别人。
Then we're probably able to love other people.
那个时候我们对别人的爱
Then our love then
是会真正的成为别人的祝福
Will truly become blessings for other people.
但愿神用着这段话
I hope that through this passage
帮助我们
God may help us.
让我们尽心尽力尽意尽性爱主我们的神
So that we may love our God with all our heart and with all our strength and with everything we can.
因为一切的美善
Because all good things
都是从神那里来的
comes from our God.
我们低头祷告
Let us bow our heads and pray.
天父我们把这一点的话交在你的手上
Heavenly Father, we lift up this word in front of you.
我们求你的圣灵用着这些话。
We ask that your Holy Spirit may use these words.
在我们的生命中。
So that in our life,
你能够改变我们。
You may change us.
你能够让我们更多的像你的孩子。
So that we may become more and more like the children of yours.
以至于我们被预备好。
So that we may be prepared.
我们才会做一个遵行你话语的人。
So that we can be someone who, we can be obedient to you.
我们祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Do you have any thoughts or questions after listening to the program? Please send your letters. Let us have fellowship in the grace of God.You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus. May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.